Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
And hello, hello, hello. I hope everyone can hear me okay, as I seem to have a bit of feedback here at the moment. Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. This is Revolution Radio, and you are listening to Spirit Talk with Lizzie, and I'm your host, Lizzie, hopefully coming to you loud and clear. So, indeed, we are a listener-supported radio, a really good radio. So, no one here gets paid, but to keep the radio going, please do go to Revolution Radio main site, and there you will find the nav bar, and at the nav bar you will find how to become a patron, or if you so choose, you will find the donation button and press that donation button. Either way, become a patron or donation button, all is good, because it is solely to keep the radio going. No one here gets paid. I will say that again. No one here gets paid, because all the work we do is from the love of our hearts. And everyone here really does their work from the love of what they're doing, of the sharing, absolutely. So we just listened to the wonderful, wonderful Sari Sunflower, our very own Willow. Yay! And from Star Trek to Star Wars, which is all stuff that I love. Yes, I do. She covers all this wonderful stuff, and I love listening to it. And in between, we've been all in the chat room, chatting away about food, etc. So, yes, as you are at the navbar, you will find the chat room. You can click on the chat room to join us into the conversation. You also find a chat room PDF. How to, PDF how to navigate your way into the chat room. And once in, if you have any problems whatsoever, I'm sure someone will help you, because there's here a wonderful, wonderful a lot of people, a few moderators as well, quite a few hosts do navigate the chat room as well. Join us, because we do love you to join us. Indeed we do. Yes, press that donation button, become a patron, and also there are the archives, and they are there for free from us to you with love. Love, 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 always. So, I haven't been around, have I? But I have missed you all very, very much. I hope you miss me as much as I miss you, because I really, truly, truly miss you. But I am here. I am here. Quite a few things have been happening in my life, and it's been sort of not possible to do the show. Otherwise, I would be here whenever possible. Even if I'm limping, I will do the show. But sometimes it's just not possible, and then I will miss doing the show, and I'll miss you a lot, very, very much. So I don't do it lightheartedly ever. But sometimes there's no choice, and I will miss a show. But here I am. Here I am. Here I am. So what shall I talk about today? I mean, my brain is filled with food and recipes of food is the last hour or so, apart from listening to Star Trek and Star Wars and all the wonderful sharing that Willow does. At the same time as chatting, at the moment I'm kind of filled with that. But there is something I actually do want to talk about, and that is because there's so many people yet again. It brings me to this. So many people in a desperate place. Fear. Fear is a great thing. It's a very big thing that is upsetting a lot of people. Because it draws you down on your energy. It draws you down into depression. It draws you down in so many ways. And sometimes people are not even aware that they are scared. And yet they are petrified. And truly, believe me, I've lived through fear. I've lived with fear. And I've crawled my way out of fear. Many a times. And it doesn't mean that I don't have fear. But it does mean that regardless of it, I stand in the power of my convictions, and I stand in the power of my belief. And I live by that. And that means I live from the heart, from the heart-mind coherence. And I truly do to others what I would like to be done to myself. That does not mean that I agree with what some other people's have done to myself and others. That does not mean that I agree with them, or that I condone it in any way, or that I am a pushover in any sort of way. It just means that I refuse to become that what they are. So if someone is very nasty and someone is evil and does that to me or others, yeah, I truly, truly, truly do the best I can not to fall into the trap of an eye for an eye, yeah? Not to become that what is done to me. And, it is so easy to fall into the trap of the eye for an eye. But an eye for an eye, and before you know it, all the world goes blind. And there would be someone, yeah, someone clever that would stay away and not poke everyone's eyes, or maybe poke someone's eyes, but guard their own so they would be king of the world, so to say, or, you know, or a leader of the world, so to say, just because they know their awareness is rampant, so they know what they're doing. And so what I would say is, become the observer of yourself, be kind to yourself, mostly it's so important to be kind to oneself, because we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. And if you wouldn't make mistakes, you wouldn't learn. Yeah? To be poking, absolutely, Pat Rabbit. This poking. It is so easy to fall into fear and to fall into hatred and to fall into the hands and to fall into the trap that is laid, into the web of evil that is made for people that walking out of unawareness. And these people not necessarily bad or good or bad, they just are surviving, they're doing their thing, yeah? And they're just going about doing stuff without sometimes thinking, without sometimes awareness. And then they fall into this trap, yeah, of becoming the follower. And what I would say is try and use what God has given you, yeah? And therefore you honor God, yes? And truly, truly, to honor God, and when you want to honor God, the way to do is just to use what has been given to you. Yes? It is. And what has it been given to us? Yes? It has been given to us the power of thought, the power of love, the power of self-preservation, the power of compassion, the power of gratefulness, the power of sovereignty, the power of beingness. Because you come here to be, yeah, yourself, to be yourself and experience that who you are. Not what someone else tells you what to be and how to be, but it's to be who you are. That is what you come here to do. Absolutely, all God, absolutely, Pat Rabbit, all God wants from us is our love and our loyalty. Absolutely. And it's not fear, and it's not to be a follower of any man or woman, yeah, or even our own ego, yes, but it is to become the student of ourselves, to learn to be all possibilities of what we can be, and of course use our heart, our love center. Yeah, and be kind with oneself, be kind with others, yes. And if you live by those rules, you are doing good, you are truly doing good, yeah. And does it mean that you don't make mistakes after? Of course not. Making mistakes, yeah, is part of the learning process. You know, the amount of times that I've fallen down on my face by making huge mistakes is... so many, I can't even count them, yeah? And sometimes I sit up after falling, clean my bloody nose, clean my nose and laugh and smile, you know? It is just part of the experience. It is part of being. And if you sometimes are so scared of experiencing, then you don't learn. And that is okay, you know, it's your choice. As long as it's your choice, it's okay, you don't learn. What happens then is you're going to have to come back again and again and again to go through the lessons that you refuse to go through and refuse to learn. And that's called, in many ways, karmic stuff. and what you've done to others and yourself, karmic stuff. And it's not because you've done something to others and done to yourself. It's as much, not as much about that. It's because when we do these things, yeah, we don't use the becoming the self-absorbed. You know, we don't observe. We don't look at it without judgment, yeah? So we can learn from it. I used to say, you know, to myself when I was little, and I was naughty. And I was very naughty sometimes. And, you know, I knew naughty is nothing bad that I did, it's just a bit naughty. But I knew that that naughtiness would get me into serious trouble. And I would get a beating, and sometimes a severe beating. You know, I'm not saying just a slap. But one thing I always did is own to it, own it to myself. Yeah. And as long as I wasn't getting anyone into trouble, yeah, sometimes I would lie to my mum. Yeah, as long as no one else was in trouble, I would lie to my mum to avoid getting a beating. But I can tell you, I did get beatings, yeah, to save other people from getting a beating. Yeah, I came forward and owned up, yeah, even though I wasn't the only one doing the stuff, yeah. It's just little kid stuff, yeah. Nothing bad, but, you know, mom comes in and you've been eating or messing with stuff you shouldn't. And then she comes in and she says, you've done it. And it was a group of us and everyone scatters or say, no, it wasn't me. And my mom used to kind of, okay, then if it wasn't anyone, everyone's going to get beaten, you know, and she would beat you all up. And sometimes I would just step forward and I say, I did it. I did it. Because I didn't want my little brothers and sisters to get beaten up. I would take the beating. Did that make me bigger and better than them? No. I was owning up to myself because I was being honest with myself. Yeah. And because I felt responsible for what I had done, even it wasn't that bad, not really. I was just a little kid. I was naughty in a good sense, you know. In a good sense. I never really did anything to hurt anyone. Apart from if there were any bullies, I used to beat up bullies back. You know, if someone bullied me or bullied someone, I would bully them back. You know, I wouldn't bully them, but I would slap them. You know, I would fight them. There was a bully. I knew that I would get beaten, but I would beat them back just to not allow them to bully someone else that was weak. You know, I would stand in that power, yeah? So it's not about receiving a reward, but it's about learning the lesson and about self-acceptance and about learning what we come here to learn. Yes? About being all the possibilities. And from all those possibilities you learn. And spiritually you grow. It's not about how many stars or how many medals you put on. Yeah? It's about your spiritual journey. Now, a lot of the stuff that goes on at the moment takes you away from that. But no one can take power away of you being who you come here to be, as long as you're not hurting anyone, of course, unless if you give the power away. If you give the power away to someone else, then you give the power away to someone else. Yes? So we come here and we do have choices, yes. Sometimes we don't have a choice of what is happening to us, but we do have choices as how we perceive them how we deal with it and what we do with it. Yes. How kind we are with ourselves and others. How grateful we are for the teachings, for the experience. And sometimes, the harder the experience, the bigger the lesson. But it's only when you are actually willing to learn. If you are not willing to learn, you go through the whole thing. You go through the pain. You go through the confusion. You go through the fear. You go through all of that. But you still not learned anything. And again, this is why we have so many lifetimes. We have so many incarnations, so many lifetimes. If you want to believe that, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine too. But we do have experiences, yes, and spirit. And if you read the Bible, you will see that is so, yes? So we have these lifetimes for the experience, for the learning. And then we take it back when we go into spirit. We take it back to the Father. Yeah? We don't get punished by the Father. We take it back to the Father. Yeah? And we take it back to the Father. We take it back. And the question would be, what have you learned, my child? And we ourselves, we see everything that is good and everything that is bad. And we ourselves learn from that. Or not. Yeah? And that also will define how your next experience is going to be. Now, some people say, well, I am always good. I do the right thing. And yet I'm poor. I don't have anything. And there's this person over there. And he or she really sucks and they're bad and nasty and they have everything. Ah, well, karma will get them. Somehow, karma will get them. Yeah. And I don't say that with a ha ha ha. I don't, I did laugh. I did laugh. But I don't mean it in a bad way. Yeah. What I do mean is we may see that and it may be true. Yeah. But we are on our own path, and they are on their own path. And one thing I have learned is you cannot change anyone. You truly cannot change anyone. You can inspire someone, yeah? You can be someone's inspirational muse. That is different. You can inspire someone, and they become inspired, and then decide. Yeah, they make the change. They decide. They make the decision to change who they are. Yeah. So you're the muse. You are the water in their oasis. Yes. But it is their decision. Yes. It's the same as you can take to a horse to the water. You can never make it drink. Yes, you have to allow the horse to want to drink, to want to survive, to want to. You can take it to the water. That's all you can do. Yes. So you are the inspiration to someone. Yes. But you cannot make a change. Yes. And I see that. I see that. And I have experienced that in so many ways. Yes. And then there are people that are truly nefarious, and they paint themselves with beautiful colors. And they truly, truly pat their own shoulders, how good they are, you know, how much they give from their millions to charity, etc., etc. And yet, some of these people, maybe on a day that they go past someone that truly needs them, they will not even see that someone. Yes? So there are people that choose, how good and how to do those good steps, yes? So truly, sometimes they do it for redeeming, sometimes they do it for tax purpose. They are doing it for a variety of reasons, not necessarily because they're kind-hearted, yes? So there are many, many people that do many, many things in many, many ways, yes? And I try not to be too judgmental over any of them. I can see where evil reigns. I try and stay away from the evil as much as I possibly can. Evil sometimes has a way of finding you. We all do the best we can and try and stay away from evil, you know. Because it does. It does truly has a way to you. And why is that? Because it wants to dampen down that whom you are. Yeah? At a moment, if you look around, you will see that to keep certain resonances low is what keeps negativity flowing, yes? So if we all choose to be in a loving, caring resonance, if we choose to be in a grateful resonance, a joyous heart, yeah? If we choose to go into a more positive vibration, then we do actually make part of the change. We do, yeah, we do. We do not change other people necessarily, but we change the resonance of what is going on. Because we are co-creators of what is going on in many different ways. Yes? So part of our responsibility is to stay in a good resonance. Does it mean that you turn your back to dark? No. I tell you, part of the mistakes, and I told you already before, mistakes are made by every single being. All of us are continuously going from dark to light, light to dark. It's all part of the cosmic dance. Of course, some people always stay in the dark, and they go darker and darker and darker, and then they become evil, okay? But to know the light is to have embraced all the dark sides of you. Is to know all the negative thoughts, feelings and emotions of you and embrace them. To know them and embrace them is to release chains. And to leave behind a karmic dance that you, me, many of us, most of us, have been doing through the ages. Now, it takes awareness, it takes a lot of studying, it takes a lot of love in your heart to do all this. But I know all of you have this. I know all of you are beautiful beings, yes? I know all of you are beautiful beings, and that is why you are here. Because you want to be part of the change. You are part of the change. But we can only do so much. But that little so much that we do is the ripple in the pond. Yes? You throw a little pebble. And you think, it's just a little pebble. What will it do? Not much. But a little pebble creates a ripple. And that the ripple becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and touches other in that same loving way, in that same grateful way. And in that same way, we change the world. Yes? Or we can choose not to do anything. Or we can choose to be the victim. Or we can choose to become the perpetrator, to become, to allow the negative resonance to touch us to a certain level, that we become that. Yeah? So I warn you, don't become that, because you are all beautiful beings. If you are here, and if you are listening, it's because you are beautiful beings on this path. You are already on the path. Yes, you know already that you are the path and the path is you. And yes, sometimes you fall and sometimes you get hurt. And sometimes you think, oh, I've learned so much and why do I keep falling? Why do I keep getting hurt? What is this pushback? The pushback is one step up, two steps up, one step down. And that one step down is for you to become the observer and to learn from it. So then you go one, two steps up yet again. And it is a small step, but yet it is a big step. Because every time you do that one step, this doesn't go back. You do two steps up and one down. That one is to view, to learn. And then you go two steps up. You are always gaining one step up. Yes. And that is what is called the soul ages. That is what is called soul experience. That is what is called spiritual growing. Yeah? That is what we are here to do. Yes? So, for me, sometimes I pick up a book. And I pick up a book that's been written a few, 50 years, 100 years ago, or even longer. And it feels to me like it could have been written yesterday. Because the spiritual knowledge is so great that it is beyond time. And sometimes I'm reading it, and it feels to me that that person knew me. That that person experienced me, that person was me, yeah, experience all that, and then was a bit beyond me because they managed to write it all down in such a wonderful way, yeah, but I identify with it, and I say, wow, you know, I so identify with that, I truly identify with that, so I read it eagerly, and then as I keep on reading, I find some beautiful pearls of knowledge that I had never encountered before. And it resonates with me. And I say, I must be on the right path because it resonates with me. Because this resonates with us, with the human beings. Yes. And what are we here to be, to do? Being. Yes. And sometimes we don't do human being. We do human doing. We do things. We forget about human beingness. We do things. We go to work. We study. We do. We become human doers. So we forgot what we came to be, yes? And that's actually a very important thing, is what we came to be, yeah, and what we came to do, and what we came to learn. It's very important, it's very important. And whilst we kept busy doing, and whilst we be kept busy fearing, and whilst we kept busy being everything, yet not what we ought to be. Yeah? If we are doing, we are not being. Yes. So surrender to beingness, surrender to the love that is within you. Surrender to the experience of gratefulness, to the experience of spiritual growth. Don't surrender to people who want to harm you. Yes, don't surrender to that. But learn and have joy. I love to learn, you know. I love the joy that I get out of it. And I love the sunshine, but I love the rain. And the rain can be annoying sometimes when I want a bit of sunshine. But I love all because all is beautiful. Yes? The rain has got its own beautiful characteristics that the sun hasn't got. Yes? So I love all for what all is. Yes? So the rain has got most amazing characteristics. It even brings out the smell of the earth when it first rains. You can smell the fresh earth smell. Yes? And it brings life. The sun is so, so important, because without it, we also would be in trouble. So everything, all the elements are there for a reason. And we are part of all of the elements. They live within us and outside of us. So that is why you hear above, so below, within, without. Because it is all within and it is all without. The learning, the beingness, the smile, the love, the gratefulness, the joy, the fear, the anger, all of it is within and all of it is without. Learning from it is a choice. Yes? You can live it all and not learn from it. Yeah? Go like, you know, whatever. Absolutely. If it weren't for the sun, there'd be no life on earth. Absolutely. Pat Rabbit. So all the elements are very important and all is within us. The sun, the rain, the wind, all the elements live within you, within your heart, within your soul. But they also live outside of you, yes? If you look into the esoteric, you will see, yes? And even in the esoteric drawings, you will see that we live within and without. It's just the awareness of that living is minus or plus, depending on where your stage of learning is. That's all, yes. And no one is good or bad for knowing more or less on these kind of things. This is all a learning process. For me, it's been a learning process since I arrived. And my arrival was already quite chaotic and quite traumatic because I was born already sort of dead and they had to resuscitate me. And I had out-of-body experience, near-death experience, where I was watching my little body being resuscitated. So possibly why from a very early age I was on the path. But I think all of us are, you know, it's just different levels of awareness that you are, yeah? Because you always are on this path, yes? And this path is a beautiful path, and I know there's a lot of nefarious stuff going on, a lot of bad stuff going on, but there's so much good stuff going on as well. There are so many wonderful, beautiful people doing the wonderful, amazing work, yeah? Healing, healers, true healers, amazing people out there, yeah? True masters that you don't even know they exist, but they are there. They're doing the prayers. They're doing the meditations. They're healing the world. They're healing you and me. They are working on this beautiful, beautiful planet. Yes? They're working on the resonance that is you. Yes? So, love is truly amazing, and love is the essence of life, as to say, yes? From the field that is the essence of life, yes? Come, you, me, and everything, yes? And life springs out and moves like a breath in and out from the plasmodic fields that I call love. And calling it love is a very, it's a true word, but it could be also called God. It could be anything on that resonance. But words, unfortunately, we do not have words to call this creation. So we call it God, or the plasmodic fields of love, which everything is. Yes, the breath of life, which is also the in and out of breath. It creates through the in and out of breath. It's not a breath out worth, yeah, like some people think, that it's just a expelling of breath. Nothing can exist without the in and out of that breath. Yes, and the Creator God moves in that exact direction, in that most beautiful way. And of course, I do not have patois. I do not have words that can describe the beauty, the awness of this, what I am speaking. So I do it in my own gentle way, as you can hear, because it's in the sharing that we learn, and sometimes we are learning, and what that learning is also a remembrance of who we are, of where we come from, and where we go. Yes, and of course, when I say where we come from and where we go, it's not that we've been removed from something and go back to it, because here where we are belongs to it too. Yes? There is truly no separation. But we experience, yeah? We perceive it as separation when we are here. But it is truly beautiful. It's truly awesome. And when I speak of it, my heart is just filled beyond the limit with love, with divine love, because I can feel that. I know when I speak of it. My mind's eye is being filled with light that comes from a place that you all are attached to as well. Yes? Nothing I speak of is beyond you. Yes? It is all within and without every single one of us. It's all to do with perception and experience and choices, but we are always there, yes? So you are all most amazing, believe it or not. I cannot make you believe it, and nor do I try to. And I cannot make you be different, nor would I try to. But if I can inspire your heart to open up like a rose, if I can inspire you to feel grateful, if I can inspire you to feel joyful, if I can inspire you to walk in beingness, to walk in love, to walk in all the power that is you, then I will shine forth all my love. And I will be your muse. If I can inspire, I do it out of love. So, and you all inspire me too, and that is why I'm here. All of you are amazing. And I know that. And all of you are on your journey, and I know that. All of you are beings, sovereign beings, yes? Part of this great journey, soul journey. You are spirit, soul, eternal, on a journey of knowledge and love. And when you listen to Spirit Talk with Lizzie, you're listening to her love. Absolutely, Petra, but all human beings, and those human beings, they sprout upwards. And they sprout in all directions. I love it. We are all amazing. Of course, there are some amongst us that are not human beings. And I still love them because they are beings of creation, being that come from oneness, being that were created by the one true God. And the one true God is everything, yes? Is everything. And we can only be who we are, yes? And stand in that power. And if ever you fall, stand back up and roar like the lion. Or if you prefer, purr like the kitty. But stand up. And stand in the power of whom you are. Don't allow anyone to tell you who to be. Yes? If someone tells you who to be, they are not honoring you. Yes? If someone tells you, you cannot be you, they are not honoring you. They are not honoring God. They are not honoring nature. They are not honoring anything but their own ego. They are followers of egotistic behavior. And why would anyone want to be a follower of egotistic behavior? Yes? So don't follow anyone. Just be who you are. The best version you can be of you. Learn. Know thyself. Know the within and without. Embrace all the positive. Learn from the negative sides of you. Because no one here, yeah, on this plane, is totally positive. We all have the positive and the negative. We are in a positive, negative charge plane. We have dark and we have light. The dark is beautiful. Within the dark, you see the moon, you see the stars. In the dark, you go to bed, you sleep, you rejuvenate your body. In the darkness is where the seed starts to grow. And then the sun shines, the light arrives. It warms up that seed that is starting to come out of the darkness. That is the learning. Stand in that power. Be that power. Because only from learning from positive and negative, you move forward in your spiritual journey. Now, when I say you, I'm talking in third, I'm not pointing at anyone, I'm talking about all of us, because we are all part of oneness. We are all in this together, yeah, but we are all in this together, and at the same time, we are experiencing ourselves and a unity, yeah? I am one, you are one. And together we are the ocean, yes? But I am that one raindrop, but I'm also the ocean. You are that raindrop, and you are also the ocean. Water as memory. We all carry that water memory. We are all resonating in that beautiful memory. Remember, water is memory. So everything bad, negative that has been given to you, resonance-wise, you are picking it up and you are moving with it. So remember to balance it out with positive stuff. So you give the water within you positive charge. So you then are moving in a positive charged resonance. Yes? Absolutely. Positive and negative in balance. But negative don't always mean evil or bad. Bad absolutely knocks merit. Absolutely. And that is what I've been saying. And also, where we are in this realm, positive and negative is important. Yes? Positive and negative is part of the energy, the of everythingness. It is only when people decide to dive deep into the negative and stay there, and then start feeding off such negativity and hurting others, charge them in a good way, they start to feed off that, then that becomes true negative, true bad, yes, evil. But positive and negative is not good or bad. Positive and negative is part of what we experience here. And that is why it is important to know thyself, to do the study that we do. And that's why we all hear, this is beautiful, Knox Merritt, and that's what we all here do, share and learn. It's so important. Yes? That's why we chat. That's why we all get together. That's why we learn together. And if we don't share this stuff, sometimes it's harder to learn, because sometimes even to listen to oneself, yes, it's important. Listen to what you're saying, and then you sometimes kind of, after listening to what you're saying, to what you're saying in anger or otherwise, you kind of, wow, did I just say that? And sometimes you learn from that, yeah? It's all part of the experience. It's all part of the experience. But if you live in fear, then you do not experience much, because you experience mostly the fear zone, yes? And the expansion, it's very little, yes? When you live in fear, even your breath is shallow, yes? So the expansion of your in and out of your breath of life becomes compacted, and that compacted in and out of breath of life creates disease, because then you are not at ease with that whom you are, and it creates disease. Now, many diseases are also coming from outward, not from all of this, but this is also part of it. I mean, I could talk about this for hours, and I would love to have a beautiful round table over this. But I hope you all are enjoying. This is Spirit Talk with Lizzie, and I am your host, Lizzie, and the show is pretty much nearly at the end. So I hope you all have enjoyed my sharing, my love. I do it with love, true love from every single cell of my body shining out towards you, because I know you matter. Every single one of you matter. Yeah, you are amazing. So this is Spirit Talk with Lizzie. From me to you with lots of love. You are listening to Revolution Radio. And press that button, press that donation button, go to the patron, become a patron if you possibly can. I also have my YouTube, so go and subscribe there and leave me some thumbs ups and some comments, and I will love you for that. Thanks for being you. Thanks for being amazing every day and double it on Sunday, and just simply be that who you came to be, and don't allow anyone to step on that beautiful you, because you are indeed amazing. Yeah. And thanks, Capfred. I'll see you later, honey. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
There have been imaginative science fiction writers for generations.
The evasion.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
I'm aware of some archaeologists that have uncovered large bones indicating giants in Virginia. Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford. Join me every Thursday night in Studio A at 6 p.m. Eastern for Factor Theory Live. Find us on www.revolution.radio. Great guests and great stories.
What do you believe?
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the